I'd tell you I love you, but then I'd have to kill you. By Allie Carter. In memory of Ellen Moore Billars, a true Gallagher girl. Chapter 1. I suppose a lot of teenage girls feel invisible sometimes, like they just disappear. Well, that's me, Cammy the Chameleon. But I'm luckier than most, because at my school, that's considered cool. I go to a school for spies. Of course, technically, the Gallagher Academy for Exceptional Young Women is a school for geniuses, not spies. And we're free to pursue any career that befits our exceptional educations. But when a school tells you that and then teaches you things like advanced encryption and 14 different languages, it's kind of like Big Tobacco telling kids not to smoke. So, all of us Gallagher girls know lip service when we hear it. Even my mom rolls her eyes but doesn't correct me when I call it spy school. And she's the headmistress. Of course, she's also a retired CIA operative, and it was her idea for me to write this, my first covert operations report, to summarize what happened last semester. She's always telling us that the worst part of the spy life isn't the danger, it's the paperwork. After all, when you're on a plane home from Istanbul with a nuclear warhead in a hat box, the last thing you want to do is write a report about it. So that's why I'm writing this for the practice. If you've got a level 4 clearance or higher, you probably know all about us Gallagher girls, since we've been around for more than 100 years. The school, not me. I'll turn 16 next month. But if you don't have that kind of clearance, then you probably think we're just an urban spy myth, like jetpacks and invisibility suits, and you drive by our ivy-covered walls.